light. Now all that's left is the truth. And don't forget, I'm Guy James, and you're not. See you tomorrow, gang.
This is the Quality News Network. On Capitol Hill today, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee began confirmation hearings for John Negroponte, the former Director of National Intelligence, who has been nominated to become Deputy Secretary of State. After nearly 4 years of war, he said Iraq is at a, quote, precarious juncture. The Senate Armed Services Committee began the confirmation hearing for Admiral William Fallon, who has been nominated by President Bush to be the central commander for American forces in the Middle East. He told the committee that the situation in Iraq can be turned around. However, there is only a short time frame to accomplish that. He also suggested it may be time to redefine the U.S. goals in the Iraq War. In northern Iraq today, in anti-terror raids, police seized 59 people. The group reportedly included three senior al-Qaeda leaders. A police officer and two suspected insurgents were killed in those raids. Today is the holiest day for Shiite worshippers. In three Iraqi cities, at least 39 people were violently killed by bombings and ambushes during religious ceremonies. In an apparent retaliation afterwards, at least five Sunnis were killed in Baghdad. In the Gaza Strip, a ceasefire went into effect today between Hamas and Fatah militants. In the past few days, 36 people were killed in factional violence. The top UN environmental official today asked the Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to call an emergency summit on global warming. An increasing number of world leaders and scientists say urgent action is needed to cut greenhouse gas emissions. 2,000 scientists and other experts are meeting in Paris and will issue a report Friday. They are expected to warn that global warming caused by humans is getting worse. China announced today that international talks about North Korea's nuclear program will start up on February 8th. A new round of meetings between Washington and Pyongyang representatives began today. Those are focused on North Korea's alleged financial smuggling and money laundering. In Ghent, West Virginia, today at least four people were killed when a gas station near a ski resort exploded. Nine others were injured seriously. In the Lewis Scooter Libby perjury trial today, Judith Miller, the former New York Times reporter who was jailed for refusing to name her source, testified today. Her testimony contradicted Libby's account. And a federal appeals court today reinstated a key terrorism charge against Jose Padilla, the accused al-Qaeda operative. You're listening to the Quality News Network.
Hi, I'm Anthony, owner of the Duplication Connection, and I'm here to ask you a question. Has one of your friends or relatives sent you a DVD from another country and you discover that it won't play in your machine? At the Duplication Connection, we can convert any country-coded DVD to play in the U.S. We can also convert your DVDs to play in any country on the planet. Call me at the Duplication Connection at area code 831-373-0493 or visit our website at www.duplicationconnection.com.
Don't dread the Fed. Sure, the Federal Reserve is raising interest rates. Seems like it happens every day around noon. But does that affect your home loan? Not necessarily. Talk to the pros at Gold Coast Financial. They can help you bid your dread of interest rates goodbye. Don't wait another minute. Start living in your dream home while sending your interest rate nightmares packing. Gold Coast Financial. 649-8757. 649-8757. Gold Coast Financial. 831-649-8757.
Following years of testing, McDonald's has chosen a trans-fat-free oil for its chain restaurants. Los Angeles County has reached an agreement with restaurants to phase out trans-fat voluntarily over the next 18 months. Los Angeles follows New York City in the ban on trans-fats, which have been linked to heart disease. Scientists at the EPA will recommend tougher smog standards to make the air healthier. Around the U.S., mostly in California and the East, nearly half of the nation breathes unhealthy air, especially in and around major cities. Microsoft's long-awaited new operating system, Windows Vista, was released at midnight. However, most retailers that stayed open report customers were not lined up to buy a copy. Sony BMG Music Entertainment will pay customers who bought CDs with hidden anti-piracy software up to $150. The Federal Trade Commission announced the settlement today. Sony reports that the high costs associated with launching its new PlayStation 3 video game player have hurt its profits. In the last 3 months of the year, the Japanese electronics and entertainment company reports a 5% drop in net profit. The Conference Board reports that consumer confidence increased in January to a five-year high. Light Sweet Crude trading at $56.90. And near the close of Wall Street today, the Dow is up 34 points, the Nasdaq is up 8, and the S&P 500 also up 8. There's more at our website, qualitynewsnetwork.com. I'm Allie Dramoff.
This is a top to, you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Welcome to Conversation Radio's Lean, Mean, and Green Show. It's Boxed Up with John Fox, where we turn Conversation Radio into Conservation Radio. Boxed Up is brought to you by B1 Louder Productions in Sydney, Australia, and the Mid-Atlantic Regional Council of Carpenters. They're building the American dream every day. B1 Louder by ringing 877-443-2366. That's 877, the numeral 4, head on. And now, your host, the ranting, head-banging hippie, John Fox!
All right, everybody, welcome aboard. Foxed Up here for, it's a Tuesday up on the northern or the whatever part, you know, the American part of the planet. It's Wednesday morning here, and we got a big show lined up for you. Not exactly sure everything that's going to happen because we very possibly, and I'm hoping so, we're going to have a guest today. Hopefully that'll happen in our second segment. And it's a gentleman by the name of Dan Lorenzo from Full Flex International, where you can find them at Full Flex, INT, FullFlexInt.com. And this outfit is involved in ethanol conversion kits And not only that, distillers. So be interested to see what these folks are up to. And I have my own reservations when it comes to ethanol, not necessarily that it's a good fuel replacement or not, but the environmental impacts of the production of it. So I'll have some interesting questions for Mr. Lorenzo, and very curious, though, about what he has to say. Because they're basically working with technology that's been in places like, I believe, Brazil for over 20 years. So I hope we're able to make this connect today, because I'll be very, very curious to find out a little bit more of what they're doing. Now, before I get into green stuff, certain things just make my little antennae go up at times, especially when it comes to Australia's involvement in conflicts in other nations. And today in the Sydney Morning Herald and also in the TV news this morning, an Australian's been accused of plotting to assassinate the Solomon Islands Prime Minister. And what makes this more confusing is that there was recently a coup where the head of the military pulled out, basically threw out of office the democratically elected government. And the Australian military got involved, and it seems as though they backed the military. Well, they said that the coup was bad and all, but didn't really do anything to change the course of it. And now we have, as it says here, it says, an Australian man, this is from the Sydney Morning Herald, has been arrested and charged over an alleged plot to kill Prime Minister of the Solomon Islands, Manessa Sigavade, amid a bitter diplomatic dispute with Canberra about the rearming of local police to protect politicians. Bill Johnson, described as being in his 60s, appeared at the Central Magistrates Court in Heonora yesterday afternoon, charged with conspiracy to commit murder and conspiracy to commit a felony. He was refused bail. The prosecution alleged that between January 18th and 23rd, Johnson, with four others drinking at the Heonora City Motel, conspired to murder Mr. Sagavati. Johnson is believed to be from Casino in northern New South Wales and has lived in the Solomon Islands since 1992. He's married to a local woman and is said to have been living at the motel in the capital when he was arrested on Monday. The prosecution said others believed to be implicated in the alleged plot were being sought. Johnson is to appear in court on February 7th. And I really, really just wonder what Australia's involvement in some of these local conflicts really is. It just and why an Australian would be involved in a possible coup attempt of an installed prime minister. It's all very, very confusing. So I really don't know what to make of that. And the Australian government is really good at keeping secrets, and I don't know, it's just all a little bit strange for my liking, and I wish I had something to really say about it, because all I can say is that it confuses the boy. So pardon me. I'm going to keep an eye on this, and I got really frustrated here in the news this morning on the telly here. There's a report out by the Energy Providers Association or some such thing saying that solar and wind is not economically viable, but clean coal and nuclear are, and no one's saying anything to contradict it. And who exactly make up this panel who say that the number one most viable technology for reducing greenhouse gas emissions is clean coal, something that is still a pipe dream? No one has yet to do it. And all the science behind it says that you'll do more damage by cleaning up the coal than burning the coal itself. So you have a whole bunch of people who stand to profit from such a situation saying, our pipe dream that we're still packing the pipe with hash and going, ooh, clean cold. It's not a reality. It's not even close. But yet, suddenly, you know, there's this feeling that there's this bit of a propaganda wave pumping into the Australian media to say that, oh, you know, that night stuff is too expensive and this and that and the other thing. It's probably more has to do with the fact that it's harder for them to profit off of. You know, it's where I have my issues on hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, because it's still that idea of having you connected to some sort of, you know, bowser or pump, so that they can, you know, to keep you connected, as opposed to allowing you to be truly independent. So, you know, that's just that. So anyway, folks, we're gonna take our first break here and and get back and do some other things. And we got a really good check of the day today, and it's for no specific reason other than John couldn't think this morning, so he just went for a track that he loves. And so we're gonna do a little bit of something off of a tribute album to Mr. Graham Parsons. And it's Emmylou Harris and the Pretenders doing She, and it's just awesome. So stick around, folks. We'll be back after these few messages. This is Foxed Up on the Head On Radio Network, and we'll see you right after this.
The United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competency and training. UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. It's their job to provide manpower. They build partnerships based on respect and trust. They provide skilled, responsible millwrights and carpenters to meet the challenge of any project because they believe and what they're doing, and are so very committed to getting each and every job done right. They include a clause in your contract that eliminates work slowdown and jurisdictional disputes, because they believe that, as professionals, they can discuss and solve any problem while keeping your project on target on time. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank the men and women of the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights for building the American dream and saving the American dream. Thank you.
Obviously need to address the issue of the Saddam Hussein execution. Have seen the video that was taken on a cell phone, or have read about the circumstances surrounding the execution. It's pretty evident that the absolutely worst thing that could have happened with the carrying out of the sentence after the long trial of Saddam Hussein happened. If we had sat down and made a list and said, all right, here's a list of six or seven different things that could happen, what would be the very, very worst thing that could happen, not only for us, for the United States, but for the world and for the Iraqis themselves? And it seems to me that if not first, then definitely second would have been what indeed did happen.
The Dr. Bill O'Brien Show, Tuesday to Thursday, noon to 2 Eastern, here on the Head On Radio Network.
Hey, have you got a minute?
Huh?
I'm going to say a word. You tell me what comes to mind. Are you ready?
Okay.
Tchaikovsky.
Gesundheit. Okay, what's the word?
No, see, that is the word. What does Tchaikovsky make you think of?
I don't know. Allergy season?
Hey there, how you doing?
What's up?
Who's Martha Graham?
She invented the graham cracker.
No kidding.
Yeah, before her there was only soda crackers.
Hard to imagine. Hey, young lady.
Yeah?
Does the name Man Ray mean anything to you?
Tuh. The man ray is a kind of poisonous jellyfish, and it lives in the Gulf of Mexico.
Aha!
It's very deadly.
Are your kids as well-rounded as they could be? Kids who participate in the arts do better in school and in life. To learn more about the value of arts education, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. Because all kids should get to appreciate Tchaikovsky's music, Martha Graham's dance, and Man Ray's photography. Art asked for more. A public service message brought to you by Americans for the Arts and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network, and bringing us back with a bit of Sublime. What a cool band they were. Okay, I got a couple of interesting little kind of net news things, and I believe Gene sent me this one from newsassignment.net. There's a new net community, you know, like Dig and all these other things, called Do the Right Thing. And Do the Right Thing, which quietly went public last week, although at first glance it appears to be another Dig clone, a closer look reveals a different purpose altogether. DoTheRightThing.com is a community-driven site that collects information about social impact of a company's behavior. For example, if you want to find out if Walmart has done the right thing, you would have to search the web for information that is scathed all across the web. At best, one can turn to an official scorekeeper, like the Dow Jones Sustainability Index. But these top-down, self-appointed judges of a company's behavior have been coming under scrutiny lately. A recent Harvard Business Review article by Michael E. Porter and Mark R. Kramer had this to say. While rigorous and reliable ratings might constructively influence corporate behavior, the existing cacophony of self-appointed scorekeepers does little more than add to the confusion. The result is a jumble of largely meaningless rankings, allowing almost any company to boast that it meets some measure of social responsibility, and most do. The solution? Give the consumers, employees, and everyday people the tools to rate a company's social impact, and they can do it faster, better, and smiling all the way. And so basically, and you can go to the site, dotherightthing.com, and they've got a point scoring system where you can get information on a company's latest moves. It's very, very new. I mean, just looking at what I've got here, so far there's, you know, less than 1,000 people involved and about a little over 100 stories, but I think this just, you know, it's a couple of days old yet. And they've got things like Yahoo using dirty tactics to switch Google and Firefox users. And there's another one, Google does evil by allowing censorship in China. And another one, Exxon cuts ties to global warming skeptics, which there's a whole lot of that becoming, showing its face to be not quite as true as they like to claim. And would we expect nothing less than deceit, lies, and damage by Exxon? So this is kind of an interesting little bit of stuff, and we'll be keeping an eye on this site, and I'll probably get someone involved in it. And also on the green and the web vibe, there's basically MySpace for greenies, and it's, you can find them at ecobuzz.net. And it's the first environmental social network supported by a star-studded TV series that I've not seen, Eco for the World. And it's basically looks very much like MySpace. I think it's being run by the same folks. And at the moment, they're doing just test groups. It's by invitation only. And I have applied for an invitation. I think Foxed Up would be a perfect show to have one of these Eco Buzz spaces. So let's see if Andrew from this outfit gets back to me, and we'll have maybe one of these as an extension of this show. And I kind of like this idea. I think it's very, very cool. And I wonder if it's all going to get tied into the MySpace searches and whatnot, and it's just going to be, you know, a massed over domain. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But you know, this is just another outward sign of the need for awareness on all things environmental. And I just, you know, it's one thing after another that seems to pop up. And they've got, you know, all these pictures of famous people, Sting and whatnot up there. And, but, you know, celebrities, a great thing for publicity. But I don't think that we should be focusing purely on the celebrities. We should be focusing on what it is that they're trying to, put out there. It's been interesting to see some of what's gone on in the aftermath of that Blood Diamond film that's come out. De Beers has now gone on a campaign for all their blingy artists, saying, you know, raise your right hand, which is a really, really sick thing to do, considering that a lot of the slave labor that's utilized in the diamond mines as a punishment will have their right hands cut off if they stole a diamond. So now they have, you know, Beyonce and all these artists sticking up their right hands, and if you're like me, I think that's sick. I think it's disgusting and sick. And the film has, and I got to give old Mr. DiCaprio some credit for doing this film, because people don't want to admit, or, you know, acknowledge the human rights abuses that happen just so you can have diamonds. A stone that really isn't worth anything, and it's only worth what it's worth due to monopolistic control, and that's the De Beers family. But that's a whole nother story. I think it's time to get into the track of the day. Now, Graham Parsons. Graham Parsons was a country and rock singer in the 70s, and he was dealing with a bit of a split personality problem. He was a country boy who wanted to be Mick Jagger, and his band, the Flying Burrito Brothers, is known as being, the albums may have only sold a couple of 100,000 copies, but they all seemed to be bought by future country musicians who all started bands. And members of the Flying Burrito Brothers went on to create bands like The Birds and The Eagles. And Emmylou Harris has carried the torch for Graham, who died very young, ever since. And a few years ago, a really, really great tribute album known as The Return of the Grievous Angel was released, where a multitude of people recorded new versions of Graham Parsons tunes, and Emmylou makes appearances on virtually every track on the record. But you have Beck and Emmylou doing Sin City, which is just fantastic. There's just a multitude of people, but today's track, one of my favorite Graham Parsons songs of all time, She. And if I don't think you could ask for a better combination of people to do it, the Pretenders with Emmylou Harris. And this version of this song just makes the hair on my arm stand on end. So without further ado, more of the goddess Emmylou Harris, along with the Pretenders and Graham Parsons, She. Roll it, Agnes.
She came from the land of the cotton, a land that was near forgotten by everyone. She worked and she slaved so hard. A big old field was her backyard in the Delta sun. A little bit, the whole town swore, decided she'd have to go away. She never knew what her life was.
There's one place on the web you can go that's so topical you can apply it liberally. WD40.com. WDYAD40.com. Clyde, Wally, and Goofy are there. They're working hard every day to give you updates in news, politics, and a great sense of humor. So stop on by and see the boys at WD40.com, a place where you can raise your voice and be heard. WD40.com. Your one-stop shop for all things progressive.
It must have been prayer meeting with Reverend Brother Bob.
See, hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
You absolutely know that you cannot mention Robert Sunday without conjuring me. This is a known fact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Well, sometimes I do it on purpose.
You know, the thing that kills me, you know, God just continues to punk Robertson. After time, after time. And it goes back for years. You know, let's just talk a minute about his business venture. From 91 to 94, he was involved in something called CaloVita. And it was a multi-level marketing company that breeds that pyramid scheme.
Yeah, like Amway.
Sold beauty products and healthcare products. Oh, they had a product called Sea of Galilee Mud Mask.
No, they did not.
Oh, yes, thank you.
You no.
Bob, as a heart attack, I'm serious.
Sea of Galilee Mud Mask?
Oh, yes, it was part of the product line.
Prayer meeting edition of Head On with Bob Kincaid, Wednesday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. here on the Head On Radio Network.
I'm getting a catcher's mitt.
I'm getting ice skates.
I'm getting a jigsaw puzzle.
I'm getting dying coral reefs.
A blue bicycle.
A walkie-talkie.
I'm getting a severe drought.
Cool block skateboard.
I'm getting melted ice caps.
A killer heat wave.
A shrinking glacier.
I'm getting a devastating flood.
Adults are generous. We're even giving kids global warming. But it's not too late. We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution. Go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Today, all Americans are feeling the pinch of high energy prices. And this winter, the cost of heating your home could account for nearly half of your energy bill. I'm Energy Secretary Sam Bodman, with steps you can take to save money and make your home more energy efficient. First, give your home furnace or heat pump a checkup to ensure it's running as efficiently as possible. Proper insulation in attic, ceilings, floors, crawl spaces, and exterior and basement walls can save 30% on your home energy bill. And insulate the heating ducts, even in unheated areas of your house. Finally, installing a programmable thermostat will ensure you don't pay for energy you aren't using. Program the thermostat down to 65 degrees for 8 hours a day to reduce your heating bill by up to 10%. You have the power to make a difference. You can reduce your home energy bills and help our nation reduce its energy use.
For more energy efficiency tips, please visit our website at www.doe.gov or call toll-free 1-877-337-3463. This powerful savings message is provided by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Alliance to Save Energy.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Foxed Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And I reckon my two favorite female artists in modern times, and we've been having a little bit of a discussion in the production chat about this, just Chrissy Hynde, who was the original chick in a band that wasn't the chick in the band. She was just one of the band, and Emmylou Lou. It's just an amazing combination. We're kind of going through a list, and I reckon, you know, shortly under there, you end up with folks like Joan Jett and Bjork, who I think is just outstanding when it comes to, as far as being an engineer, just some sonically very creative stuff. But, you know, I then overlook people like, you know, Joan Collins and Janis Joplin and all right up there. But personally, for me, stuff that really, really gets me going is this kind of stuff. But that's just because I'm a guitar tragic, probably. and a guitar tragic I am. okay. Now, this is a weird one. And off of a blog, Maria Energia, .blogspot.com, there's a story about Walmart is preparing to sell electricity to itself. And Walmart expanding its profitability has to be a scary prospect no matter what form it takes. They're just, you know, we all know about Walmart, but I'm going to keep an eye on this blog, actually, because it looks very, very good. She writes about her blog, highlighting companies of all shapes and sizes that are leading the world towards more efficient, reliable, and secure energy in the 21st century. And this is obviously a story of a company that's not really doing that. And yes, Susan, Grace Slick, there's another one for you. You're just going to keep throwing them at me. Yes, I'm a man of great oversight. So her piece here, she says, I should have seen this one coming. Walmart is getting into the electricity business. And I don't mean putting up a wind turbine or selling lots of compact fluorescent bulbs. They want to sell themselves electricity. The Dallas Morning News reports that the retail giant aims to cut costs at its Texas stores by creating its own electric company called Texas Retail Energy, which will supply stores with power bought at wholesale prices. Walmart will have total control over its utility bills and save about $15 million a year. But it might not stop there. Walmart has the capacity to sell electricity to Texas residential customers. The general manager of Texas Retail Energy, Chris Hendricks, is cautious about the possibility. He says, we've considered it. Whether or not it will ever materialize, we don't know. It boils down to whether the customers and suppliers want that. Short term, it's out of our scope. Longer term, anything's possible. But she continues, but it still might not stop there. Hendricks goes on to say that Texas Retail Energy would consider buying an entire source of energy, like a wind farm, if Walmart can't find enough vendors to meet its eventual goal of using only renewables for power. They might as well start making the turbines too, and eventually the wind itself, she says. And over at the actual article that she grabs this from, if I can get the page to grab, it's all kind of slow here. It's one of those silly self-reloading pages, so we're getting there. You know, it's again, just like Walmart and their organics. Sounds great in PR, sounds great in, you know, on the surface. But as we know, Walmart was labeling non-organic food, anything that was just natural, as organic, and putting it on their shelves and selling it as organic. Would I trust Walmart to, you know, say that they're doing green power and actually trust them to do it? I have my doubts, because they're you know, their history is none so good, shall we say. They lied about organic, so what's to say that they won't say, oh, we've got our own green power company, we're supplying our own power, and still end up being you know, having their power probably coming from dirty coal plants and dirty oil-driven plants. I just don't trust them, you know, at all. And, I mean, Walmart, we know from its recent history, you know, the way they just, they pretty well destroy local retail communities, you know, do price setting with suppliers, saying, you know, we own all these stores, you want to sell your product at all, especially produce. Walmart selling food is a big worry in my mind, period, because they set their own buying prices and tell the producers, you know, take it or leave it. And so while you go to Walmart, you may go to Walmart and end up paying less for things, you're ending up destroying local producers, because they're having to produce vegetables, milk, meats, all these things, and sell them at a price that very well could not cover their costs. But they'll have no business whatsoever in a lot of areas if they don't sell to Walmart. So it's that rock and a hard place situation, and you know, again, not a good corporate citizen. And where this DoTheRightThing.com site may be a real, real shot in the arm to those of us that want to know what is going on with these companies. And ever so slowly, this page is reloading. Oh, I can't stand it when news pages have this auto-reload script. It is so bloody unfortunate. And there we go. They've just made the page go away on me. So I there's a link to the actual Denton article on the blog. And due to the fact that John over here somehow exceeded his bandwidth limit for the month, I'm on one more day of having a very, very, very tightened downpipe. I'm working in dial-up mode almost here today, folks. But, hey, tomorrow they take the boot off my car. Off my car tire. So anyway, folks, we're going to take another break and come back and cover a couple more things and wrap things up for the day. And looks like we're going to reschedule this interview with the gentleman from Full Flex International. I'm very, very interested to find out what he's got to say, because they only recently were approved by the FDA just in the last couple of weeks. But I think that may have to do with the fact that they've been developing their technology in Brazil, and Brazil has been because of their access to crops to make ethanol, they have a fairly large ethanol infrastructure for vehicles, and it's one of the things that's helped that nation satisfy its fuel requirements and their energy requirements. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break, folks, here on Foxed Up, and we'll be back to wrap things up right after this. Johnny, we were always best of friends.
the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Millwrights meet your most complex needs by providing productivity, competitiveness, reliability, accuracy, safety, leadership, and professionalism. Millwrights from the United Brotherhood of Carpenters are problem solvers. They accept any challenge and approach every project with the highest of competence and training. The UBC has thousands of professionals who can be at your service, giving you the best in business anytime and every time. The Head On Radio Network is proud to be sponsored by these wonderful men and women who are building the American dream every day. Thank you from the Head On Radio Network.
The difference between what I do on my show and what all the right-wing types do on their shows is very simple. I'm not going to lie to you. That doesn't mean you're going to agree with me about everything or that you're going to like hearing everything I have to say, but I will guarantee you that when I say something on my show, I say it because I mean it and I believe it, and I'm not just saying it to get you riled up and to boost my ratings. No potty mouth, no trash talking, no BS, just the straight truth as I see it, because the lies may sound good for a while, but the truth is there forever. It's not always pleasant, it's not always nice, sometimes it's hard to see through all the crap, but it's there. And that's what you're going to get from me, and that's why you should listen to my show. The Cup of Joe Radio Show, Mondays and Fridays from noon to 2 Eastern Standard Time on the Head On Radio Network.
Thank you.
Have you ever been rewarded for doing the right thing, returning a lost wallet, putting your neighbor's cows back in the pasture? Maybe now is your chance. The new Conservation Security Program rewards farmers and ranchers for taking care of the land, keeping water clean and soil healthy. To see if you qualify for a Conservation Security Program payment, take the self-assessment. Contact your local Natural Resources Conservation Service office or USDA Service Center.
I can't thank you enough.
The Itsy Bitsy Spider climbed in the giant book. She read about bears, monkeys, tigers, and rooks. She had so much fun, she forgot the water spout and crawled to her library to see what else she could check out. If you like animals on the wild side, crawl on over to your local public library and check out Creature Feature, the summer reading program for teens.
Have you ever lost too much money gambling? Did you ever think, just one more hand and I'll win it all back? Just one more roll of the dice, or one more coin in the slot. This could be a sign of problem gambling, and like any addiction, it's hard to stop on your own. So if this sounds like you, or someone you know, call the toll-free Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-866-NO-BET-00. That's 1-866-662-3800. Problem gambling can happen to anyone. If it has happened to you or someone you care about, please call. Confidential, professional help is available 24 hours a day. The Problem Gambling Helpline is funded by the Kansas Coalition on Problem Gambling and Addiction and Prevention Services. A message from the Problem Gambling Helpline and this radio station.
Hello, Cleveland! Hello, Cleveland!
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fox Up here on the Head On Radio Network. And go and check out the links on today's show post. You'll see that Denton article, which gets into the details about this Walmart's power company selling to itself thing. And it reminds me of a company that I once worked for whose name will not be mentioned. How I thought it was just an amazing deal that they could own the building that they were in, occupying the entire building, but pay rent to itself. And I used to wonder how much of a bookmaking kind of gray area this must create. You know, I thought if you own the building, you own the building. But here you own it, and the same company then rents the space probably at ridiculous rates to itself. Or ridiculously expensive or ridiculously cheap. I'm not sure which. There's got to be some sort of tax loophole kind of thing that goes on in that situation. So I just, you know, Walmart selling electricity just scares me. Before we get out of here, more just reinforcement on the fact that human activity is causing most of the problem. From the New York Times, melting glaciers melting faster, says the UN. The melting of mountain glaciers around the world continues to accelerate, the World Glacier Monitoring Service reported. According to the United Nations Environment Program, a partner with the service, surveys of 80 glaciers and mountain ranges around the world show they lost, on average, about 2 feet of ice thickness in 2005. Comprehensive data from 2006 were not yet available, the United Nations said, but since that year was one of the warmest on record, the accelerated shrinking is believed to be continuing. Since 1980, 30 reference glaciers and 9 mountain ranges have lost, on average, the equivalent of more than 30 feet of ice thickness. The United Nations said in a statement. Achim Steiner, executive director of the Environment Program, said the ice loss resulted from human-induced global warming. Human-induced global warming. Okay? This is not cow farts. This is not, you know, all these other nonsense things that people on the denying side like to profess. And this is reality, folks. This is all reality. And, you know, there was stuff last year about the fact that, you know, the glaciers to the north, one of the things that's accelerating their loss is the fact that the surface rock underneath them has warmed up to a point where the glaciers are melting between the actual landmass and the glacier itself, which is creating lubrication. So the glaciers start to move and slide off into the ocean even faster. So, you know, not only is it evaporating from the top, but it's melting from below. And that's creating basically a huge glacier water slide. And this is, again, this is all, you know, part of the combined effects of global warming. You know, the scientists were all just concerned about the fact that, you know, because of the heat, it was evaporating. Now we have huge chunks that have fallen off, and the speed of the degradation is again accelerated by the fact that the glaciers are moving at an accelerated rate. Just over the last 10 years, it's something. It's rather extraordinary. I have to go back and find some of that info again, because it was rather fascinating and scary. And there was some digital, modelings to show you how this whole thing's kind of taking place. So, you know, it's just, we got to wake up, and we got to stop allowing, you know, corporate-run think tanks like this one that's released this thing saying that wind and solar is not economically viable, but our pipe dream, as we sit here and suck on the opium pipe of clean coal, is the most. And I don't understand how you can possibly say that a technology that doesn't exist yet is the most economically viable. Someone please explain that to me, because I don't buy it, not for a second. It doesn't make sense. It's only commercially viable for those who want to protect their own interests. But enough on that. So, folks, we're going to wrap it up for the day. And a couple of programming notes. Well, we're gonna try and reschedule that interview for today for another day. Maybe this week. It would be great. There's going to be another rerun of Bob Kincaid tonight. And for those of you that know about the unfortunate situation with his father, Bob's had to spend some very, very, shall we say, close time with his father this evening. So we hope that we will get, you know, we'll get Bob back on shortly, but he's got more important things to attend to. So please send your good thoughts the Kincaid's way. Thank you, Agnes, for producing the show again today. Thank you to the Ninjas for everything that they do for me and the rest of the network, getting us all this research that constantly flows in all day long. And thanks to Ben Birch, who's still running his fundraiser at the White Rose Society. Go by and do the right thing. And don't forget, you know, the schedule has been shaken up here a little bit on the horn. Do not miss Jeff Allen Wolf, 11 to 2 p.m., weekdays, on the horn, soon to be taking phone calls, and he had a couple of little studio issues yesterday, so unfortunately the debut show was put off, so I reckon tomorrow we will have a good fresh version of Jeff Allen Wolf in his new time slot, and Joe Vecchio to make his return next week to warm up the web waves for our good friend Jeff. So folks, I'm forgetting a couple people. B1 Louder and the Carpenters, thank you guys for everything that you do for this program and for the horn. And as we say here on Foxed Up, be good, be green. We'll see you tomorrow.
If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, tell you that sometimes it's easier to desire and pursue the attention and admiration of 100 strangers than it is to accept the love and loyalty of those closest to me. And I would tell you that sometimes I prefer to look at myself through someone else's eyes, eyes that aren't clouded with the tears of knowing what an asshole I can be as yours are. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I might be able to listen in silence to your concerns, rather than hearing everything as an accusation or an indictment against me. And I would tell you that sometimes I use sex to avoid communication. It's the best escape when we're down on our luck. But I can express more emotions than laughter, anger, and let's f***. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, if ever I would stop thinking about music and politics. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that I pooped in my own dog dish. And sometimes I would rather face not eating than face licking it clean and admitting when I'm selfish. And I tell you that I'm suffering from the worst type of loneliness, the loneliness of being misunderstood. More poignantly, the loneliness of being afraid to allow myself to be understood. If ever I would stop thinking about music and politics, I would tell you that the personal revolution is far more difficult than the first step in any revolution.
Barack Obama, who is considering a 2008 presidential run, said within the next 6 years, every American should have health care coverage. You are listening to the Quality News Network, Science and Business News, next.
Monterey is the home of a new national radio voice. It's America Back on Track from the Quality News Network. Tune in weekdays at noon Pacific to this new national broadcast, a conversation with America designed to get our country back on track. America Back on Track features local and long-distance guests sharing global ideas on where we are, how we got here, where we want to go, and how we might get there. So take an hour out of your day to plug into the future, our future. Discover the solutions to the problems that have gridlocked our nation for all too long. Eschew the agenda-driven palaver of the left and the right. Tune into America Back on Track for honest talk about the important issues and how they can be resolved. America Back on Track, weekdays at noon on KRML, 1410 a.m. in the Monterey area, and streaming live online at QNNAmerica.com. America Back on Track, our ticket to a healthy and productive future.
The CDC is investigating an outbreak of norovirus that sickened more than 300 passengers and crew members on a worldwide cruise aboard the luxury QE2. The new formula for Crisco, the first change in 95 years, will no longer contain trans fats. Medical research has shown that trans fats can increase the risk of heart disease because they raise bad cholesterol and lower good cholesterol. The former treasurer of NBC Universal has been arrested on charges of stealing more than $800,000 from the media company. He is accused of using some of the stolen money for private vacations to the Caribbean. The Labor Department reports that the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits went up last week to 325,000, reversing the large declines of the previous 2 weeks. The U.S. Labor Department also announced that Walmart has settled an overtime case and will pay thousands of employees more than 30